Let's check that snowpack across Idaho, shall we? Joining us on the PNW Ag Network Hotline, Aaron Horton with NRCS. Aaron, thanks so much for the time. You know, the last couple of times you and I have had a chance to chat this winter, the snowpack across the Gem State really hasn't looked that good. Is that still the trend we're seeing, or maybe have we turned a little bit of a corner?
We have slightly better news to share. I mean, thankfully, it's been snowing. Last time we talked, we were nearing a record low. We actually hit a record low snowpack in Idaho and Oregon at the beginning of the month. Washington is also very low, but not a record low. We did get a bunch of storms over the last about a week or so. So we don't have a record low anymore, but we are still, you know, let's say it's still pretty bad. So we're at the second percentile, which just means that the snowpack has been better 98% of other years in Idaho. Near record low, but not record low anymore. A little bit of improvement with all these storms that have happened in the last week and a half. So we got the most snow in more of the central mountains here in Idaho. We didn't get as very much snow along the southern border, and we didn't get quite as much snow in eastern Idaho as that we'd like. We got kind of a mixed situation up north. In the Clearwater, they got a fair amount of snow, but then as you move farther north, they didn't get quite as much as we need. So really, the picture hasn't changed that much, that most basins are sitting at or near a record low snowpack. So like if we look across the state in general, normally we'd be about 70% towards our peak snowpack, which typically occurs around April 1st, and right now we're only 50% towards that peak snowpack. So we are pretty far behind, and we need very, very wet conditions and to get back to normal.
So Aaron, how are the soil moisture levels looking across the state?
In terms of total water or precipitation, which is all the precipitation that falls out of the sky, whether it's rain, snow, or sleet, overall, Idaho is looking near normal to above normal north of the Snake River and east of the Snake River. If we're looking to the southern portion of the state, that area has below normal total water precipitation. But everywhere else is about near normal. And then like the Haley, Cary, Mackey in the area, all the mountains kind of in that central region actually have above normal total water precipitation. They just got a lot of moisture in that late December storm cycle.
So as you look back on the winter of 25-26, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, we are running out of time with only 47 days till April 1st. You know, we're running out of time to make up for this low snowpack. So a lot of places that have below normal need maximum amount of precipitation over the next, you know, 6 weeks in order to get back to near normal. And so even though it looks like we're entering a wetter cycle, this next few days are going to be dry, but then it looks like another storm system is going to hit the Pacific Northwest. That's good. But we need well above normal precipitation to get a normal snowpack. So it's looking less likely we'll reach normal snowpack conditions at this point. There's, like, if we look across the state of Idaho as a whole, we have probably like a 10% chance of getting to a normal snowpack. So we'll kind of end probably in that, like, we don't know how, I guess, the next 6 weeks will go. But if it doesn't just keep snowing like heck, we will end up with a below normal snowpack. What is unusual this year is that we're just missing that low and mid elevation snowpack. So really below about 7,000 feet in Idaho, there's just virtually no snow on the ground, except for, you know, what's fallen in this last week period. And so I think what folks can expect is that we're going to have lower stream flows this spring. It obviously depends on how quickly the high elevation snowpack melts, but we'll probably see a reduction in stream flow this spring, and then we'll probably see the stream flow start to taper earlier in the summer than we typically do if we don't get the snowpack to build like we hope for. So those are some things to expect. It's likely we'll see a worsening of drought conditions if we don't get the snowpack to develop as well.
Aaron Horton, NRCS, thanks so much for joining us right here on PNWAG.net.